Magic 107.5, 97.5, Atlanta's best mix of R&B with Carol Blackman. Okay, sit back for a little bit because I got a pretty extensive intro. This guest, I can't even call him an artist. He's a dancer, though, by the way. They started as an amateur wrestler in high school and college. In college, he was a two-time National Collegiate Athletic Association Division I champion. Later, he won a gold medal in freestyle wrestling at the 95 World Wrestling Championships right here in the A. He competed in the 96 Summer Olympics, I should say, in Atlanta, won a gold medal in heavyweight freestyle wrestling, one of only four people to complete a grand slam in amateur wrestling in junior nationals, the NCAAs, the World Championships, and the Olympics. Let's see, he's a winner of 12 World Championships, 20 total championships, and was also named Wrestler of the Decade. If I keep doing this, I'm telling you, this bio will be here tomorrow, till tomorrow. Give it up, ATL, for Kurt Angle! Woo! Hey, Kurt, is that's true?
To be honest with you, I don't even remember all that stuff.
Half of that stuff.
Yeah.
And there's so much more. Oh, my gosh. If I just, really, there, all the awards, like I said, if you put in a nice little package, winner of 12 world championships and 20 total championships. But we're saying from all over the place, from WWF, WWE, also now TNA World Heavyweight Champion, two-time TNA World Tag Team Champion, one-time TNA X Division Champion, the second Triple Crown winner in TNA history. I'm tired. Are you tired? Are you tired?
You gave me quite an introduction.
Wow, but it's all true.
Yes,
how about that?
Which is crazy, yeah.
Yeah. So when you started out wrestling in high school and then college, mm-hmm. did you see this
no.
coming? Did you see this as part of your future?
There wasn't a possibility of me being a pro wrestler. And in the amateur ranks, pro wrestling was kind of looked down on because when people would come to you and say, what do you do for a living? And I was training for the Olympics, I'd say, I'm a wrestler. And they would say, oh, one of those wrestlers on TV. And I'd be like, no, I'm an Olympic wrestler.
Right.
So, you know, our coaches were always like, don't watch it. Don't affiliate with it. Stay away from it. You know, now that you're one of our greatest wrestlers of all time, you know, don't become a pro wrestler. And what I realized, I took a 3-year break, is it wasn't the next level. It was a completely different career. You know, I was in real sport, and then I moved on over to sports entertainment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so people
mm-hmm.
know it's entertainment, it's not sport. So what I did is I said, yeah, I don't have to claim that it's pro wrestling. I can claim that I'm entertaining fans with an athletic approach, but it's entertainment.
You know what? I know it's entertainment. My mom and dad, they don't necessarily know it's
no,
entertainment.
They refuse to.
Isn't it interesting that a great amount of your fans, and maybe some of it, okay, I know it's entertainment, but I'm going to look at this as the real sport aspect.
Yeah, fans get emotionally involved.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're a lot smarter than you think they are today because Vince McMahon and WWE, they kind of came out of the closet about 12, 13 years ago and said, listen, wrestling's not real. It's but what it is it's a great form of sports entertainment, and we're no longer wrestling. We're sports entertainment. So the fans still like to see their favorites win, and they know that the finish is predetermined, but they still get highly emotionally involved in the match.
Oh, yeah.
As it goes on. And if you tell a great story in that match, God willing, the fans buy into it.
Oh,
by the
yeah.
end of the match, they're thinking it's real, and then when the match is over, like, wow, that was an amazing match. And you know, I get a lot of tweets. I've lost more than I've won, and I've gotten a lot more compliments on the matches that I lost.
Wow,
saying that was an awesome match. Yeah,
and so it's part of the entertainment. Yeah, that means you're a good actor. And they're really somewhat invested. I mean, they are real, and it's what, a multi-billion dollar industry, would you say?
Yeah, it's wrestling's awesome. It's an American pastime. It's like baseball or football. I mean, it always will be. It will always be here. TNA will be here. WWE will be here. And, you know, it's just the two top companies in the world, and they're from the United States. And, you know, they're just, you know, they're making enough revenue to keep moving every year. And TNA's growing. TNA is only 10 years old, very young company.
Wow.
WWE's over 100 years old. So they're the machine.
Absolutely.
And TNA, you know, they help each other, though. And wrestlers cross over all the time. WWE to TNA, TNA to WWE, so you don't know who's coming next or what's coming. Yeah.
So you guys have about nine lives or more.
Yeah, right? I got
it. Isn't that a pretty good thing to be in an industry where you can establish a brand and maybe reinvent yourself somewhere else or show up?
Yes, yes. It's very cool to be able to do that. I've done that, you know, but it's also good to – because WCW, which was really big back in the late 90s, early 2000s, went under. And now there was only one company. And as a wrestler, you didn't have a choice.
Mm.
And very few made it. So now you thank God TNA's here. Now you have options.
Right.
Do I go here? Do I go here? Can I counteroffer here? You know, so as a wrestler, it's a lot better to have two companies than one company running.
So it can be a little lucrative for you guys, huh?
Yeah, in some ways, definitely.
Yeah. Do you ever really get hurt? Yes. I mean, it's for real?
Yeah, I broke my neck four times in the WWE.
Are you serious?
7 years, yeah.
Was it one of those chair moves? What?
One was a chair shot, yeah, right
I
over
knew
the head.
It. I didn't know that, yeah.
I broke four vertebrae and three of my discs slipped right into my spinal cord. I had to have them clipped out, and I didn't want to have fusion because that's a horrible surgery. So I had my neck repaired. So I've done that repair twice. And the other two times, I just broke the vertebrae in my neck.
Oh, Jess. You hear that? He put the word Jess in front of that. Are you serious? So after you have some major injuries like that, do you ever think, okay, I'm not going back in the ring? Apparently you didn't. You did it four times. But is there ever a point where you think, man, this okay, I'm done?
I haven't felt that way yet.
Really?
My body is getting a little banged up at 43, but I'm wrestling smarter now. I don't take as many risks. I used to do some crazy stuff when I was younger, but now the fans being more popular, you don't have to do a double flip off the top rope to impress the fans. You just have to have a nice solid match because they're already emotionally invested in you because of your name and your reputation.
They're there
wrestler,
to see you so anyway, right.
The more well you're known, the more popular you are, the less you need to do.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to do the rock thing.
Like, you mean a little dance move you taught me 10 minutes
except
ago.
That. They want to see you do that.
I'm embarrassed. I can't believe you guys
don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. I'm telling you, we're going to, your team and us, we're going to watch and see how the Twitter board just blows up with that, right? Man. Okay. And real soon, folks will be able to log on to magicatl.com and check it out too. So
that's horrible.
No.
You're the only one to ever get me to do that. I just
See?
Have to tell you.
Another first. Look at that. Oh, look at that. But you did so well. I'm telling you, Kurt. I'm honored. I'm honored for you to say that. Okay. So tonight, tell me about tonight's.
We have a great show. We have an all-star lineup. James Storm is coming, the world heavyweight champion, Austin Aries. AJ Styles, who's from right here in Gainesville, right north of Atlanta. Christopher Daniels, myself, Mr. Anderson, Crimson. We have a really, really great lineup. We set it up on purpose strictly for Atlanta.
Okay.
To make sure that our top guys were going to be there.
So, once again, like we said, the fans are never going to be disappointed, but they will definitely not be disappointed.
This is
huge. So is this the first time that it's come to Atlanta like this?
Second.
Okay.
Second. I don't think I was here last time, but in WWE I was here.
Okay.
We were selling out the Georgia Dome back then. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
That was back in the Attitude Era. That was like 2000. But yeah, we're at the Tabernacle tonight.
At the Tabernacle. Mm-hmm.
Little more historical building, a little bit smaller, but we're excited. It's like I said, I haven't been here in years, so this is kind of cool, and this is my place.
Yeah, this is a homecoming for you.
I won the Worlds and the Olympics.
That's what I'm like, right.
Yeah, I get a good feeling every time I come here.
So I'm sure you watched the Olympics, and being a gold medalist yourself, what's it like kind of looking at what, you know, the talent, and we talked about the dream team off the air. Mm-hmm. What do you really think about, this year's?
I thought that London did an awesome job. I think that NBC did the best they could of covering, the Olympics. But I think I saw a little too much gymnastics and volleyball.
You do?
And not as much basketball and wrestling and weightlifting and track and field. The sports that started, like wrestling was the first Olympic sport. And then came track and field, then came weightlifting, and then all the other sports followed. I saw more of the gymnastics. Then after that was diving, which is the same as gymnastics.
Wow.
And then after that was trampoline, which is the same as diving and gymnastics.
So each was an extension of
it. It was just rolling and tumbling and flipping. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, when am
you're
I
really
watch
a tough
else?
Guy. See, that's all that tough. See, that is so tough. See, the ladies in the room, would you say that? With watching the gymnastics, I like the diving. Did you like some of that?
Okay. That's my favorite one.
See?
Gymnastics?
See? Yeah.
Well, do you like diving?
Yeah.
You like diving?
Don't you think it's kind of
the same thing?
Yeah.
In some degree?
Yeah, because we get to see the guys in the Speedos.
But now they have trampoline. That's what the gymnasts train on, a trampoline. So if you don't make the Olympic team in gymnastics, you could go over to trampoline and try out.
Look, enough already.
I just saw enough flips. So I'm just more traditional, and I wanted to see a little bit more of that.
Yeah.
In prime time, anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Well, it's good to even hear your take on it. What do you think about, and we said this off the air, about the dream team? Is there really was only one true dream team, right?
Yeah. And that had Michael Jordan on it.
Absolutely.
You know, nowadays, the NBA is so full of foreign athletes, basketball players, that there are teams now, Lithuania and Spain and Italy and, Russia. All the all-stars from the NBA go back to their countries, just like in hockey and the Winter Games. And they represent their country, so it's getting tighter.
The competition,
I think the United States, didn't they take the bronze the last Olympics? I believe I think they won one time, right? Didn't they? Yeah. So they actually got beat the last Olympics. This time they won the gold, and they had a tough finals against Spain. And Spain had those three players that were NBA All-Stars. I mean, it's becoming a tight race, and there's a lot of countries that are stepping up and basketball, even though it's an American-made sport, it's going worldwide, and everybody's becoming better.
And it's changing the game.
It's evening out.
So did you carry the torch at all this time?
Me, I wish. I've been staying it long enough.
Okay.
I think, God willing, if I would have continued at 26, I won the Worlds in 95, won the Olympics in 96. If I would have went the next 4 years, I believe I would have continued to win the Worlds because I was just starting to catch on and get good. I was very young when I retired. I could have very well been the Olympic captain if I would have stuck with it. But the training, the stress, just I was ready just to let it go.
And, it's a lot.
I did what I wanted to do, and I got in and out.
Where's your gold medal? Do you have it?
I have it. It's available in my office. Kids come over.
So everybody can
hold
it.
Okay. Yeah. I had a kid. I did a school appearance, and the kid had the gold medal. He was holding it by the ribbon. He was flinging it around. And he let it go, and it hit the wall, and there's a big dent. Yeah.
Are you serious?
But
you need to put it in a case, Kurt.
That's what everybody says. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the kids to feel it.
And fling it around and hit it on the
wall.
Yeah.
But really, the Olympics, winning a gold medal isn't about that gold medal. It's like in here. It's in
the
heart.
You know,
I know I did it. Yeah. I don't need awards to show that.
Yeah.
So I'm not an award guy. I actually give out all my brothers, my sister, my family has all my awards. I barely have anything left. I even gave my world title belt that I won in the 95 Worlds because in the World Championships you get a belt. It's kind of like pro wrestling.
Yeah.
I already gave that to my daughter.
Serious?
Yeah, who lives in Tennessee. So I'm going to save the gold medal for my son.
Okay.
When he gets older.
But, okay. That's,
and then
that's,
I won't have
nice.
Anything.
I know. Well, they'll all keep it.
I've gave my Olympic rings away and my Hall of Fame rings away. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, there's a doctor on staff. We can have him check your head in a minute. So a few things. I'm going to let you go. So what is your workout? Because you said you got to go warm up for your warm up tonight.
Yeah.
What's your regimen like?
I usually go to the gym, run 3 miles as fast as I can. And then I do about an hour of weightlifting. It's nothing like my Olympic training. I was training 10 hours a day, and it consists of everything from wrestling to technique to plyometrics to strength training to conditioning. It was just an everyday regimen that I got burned out from.
Yeah.
Now it's a walk in the park to go to the gym for an hour, half a day now, but I have to warm up during the day to wrestle at night. Being 43 and wrestling 22 years of amateur and now 13 of pro, you know, that's 35 years of my
life. Just beating up your body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your body gets banged up. You got to warm up just to go to the event to warm up to wrestle. So,
right.
Yeah, if I don't go to the gym, I can't function.
You know what was interesting, though? I'm still stuck at running 3 miles as fast as you can. That's where I was really.
I usually do it in under 25 minutes, which is not fast for me. Back in the
day
I could do that in under 18.
But that's
still
pretty
now.
Good. So what are your eating habits like? What do you like breakfast? Have you had breakfast
I eat
yet?
Pretty good. I had an egg white omelet with chicken, and then I had
grilled chicken, right?
Oatmeal. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I eat pretty strictly.
Okay. So you eat about 6 or 7 meals a day?
Yeah, no, on the road, I usually only have time to eat 2. And
okay.
Then I drink protein shakes, probably 7 a day.
Wow.
So
okay.
That's 40 times 7. That's 280 grams of protein. So plus the 2 meals. So you're talking about 400 grams of protein a day.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
And I count my fiber. Don't forget that. That's really
gotta
important.
Okay. Yeah, your fiber
helps,
and your protein.
It helps reduce visceral fat. Okay. Fat around your waist, around your organs, makes you thinner. It doesn't just help you regulate. I own a company called Barn Dad Nutrition, and we have an Ultra Fiber DX, an 8-layer fiber matrix, and it's helped people with diabetes, obese people, get off their medication, help them lose body fat, get their heart rate or their blood pressure down, their blood sugar, their cholesterol. It's an
what's your website? What's your web address?
BarnDadNutrition.com.
Okay.
It's an overall health product that I think everybody should be taking, because now one out of every 3 Americans has diabetes. It's
You're
getting
right.
bad.
One
out of every 3 is obese.
Yeah, it's very
so
true.
So this product was made strictly for them, but it's also for wellness. You know, it's for prevention. So you don't end up with diabetes. So you don't end up, you know, gaining a lot of weight.
Because our eating habits are just,
product.
And sometimes it's,
I
and
know.
Sometimes it's genetics too, but
yeah.
you know, with
it's
both of those. Yeah. Yeah. What's your Twitter so we can hang out with
Real
you on Twitter?
Real Kurt Angle, at Real Kurt Angle,
and
yeah.
That's KURTANGLE, right?
Yes,
and tonight, what time is?
Show starts at 7:30, doors open at 5. We have a VIP section that if you buy the $50 ticket, you get merchandise, you get the signed autograph signed, you get to go backstage to meet the wrestlers, you get a Polaroid in the ring at the end of the show with the world champion. So it's more
wow,
fan friendly.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. And you know, usually when you go to a wrestling event, you never get anybody's autograph. You just see the wrestlers. You can't really touch them. Here, we kind of invite them into our world backstage. We let them get in the ring, take Polaroids. So we kind of taken that, our fantasy land, and said, hey, come
and
on
invited
in.
Them in.
Come
That's
in.
Very
yeah.
nice. That's yeah. nice. And then a special treat, you know, I got to go back to it, and he'll rock with you too.
Oh no.
Okay. Kurt, you were such a good sport. I appreciate it so very much.
That better not trend worldwide. I'm so horrible.
It was good. It was good. So I wish you the best in your career. What's next? What do you? This is your world, your new world
well,
with TNA.
I've done 6 movies the last 2 years. Warrior and Dylan Dog came out last year. I did Pain and Gain with The Rock. It's coming out next year. Beyond the Mat's coming out this year which will be in theaters by December, January. And I just did a movie with Danny Glover called Lighthouse, and
wow.
that will be coming out next year. So I've been dabbling into movies now and getting some pretty good parts.
So a lot of wrestlers have transitioned to
yeah. It's a good transition because,
yeah.
you know, you kind of start as an athlete like Dwayne did, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, and then he parlayed into sports entertainment, and that parlayed him into acting. Kind of happened with me, but I tried to be an actor after the Olympics, and it was almost impossible because once you have that Olympic gold medal, people can't perceive you as an actor. So when I went into pro wrestling, they kind of said, oh, wait a minute, this guy's kind of entertaining. You know, it helped me
get movies. So the way you had to... Select your path. Yeah,
definitely.
Okay. Well, great. We'll be following you on Twitter and checking you out. And thanks for coming back and hanging out with me. I appreciate it. It was fun.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care.